This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Among those watching what's unfolding in Egypt are American companies. Whether they're selling goods to the 85 million people who live in Egypt or they're investing in the country's stocks and bonds, U.S. executives know Egyptian politics can affect business, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
It's always a wild ride investing in emerging markets. That's even more true in Egypt. U.S. companies there expect high risk and quick changes.
I think a lot of American firms were, by and large, prepared for what happened. They shouldn't have been caught by surprise.
That's Jeff Porter of North Africa Risk Consulting, an advisor to businesses working in Egypt. Investors hate uncertainty, but they're not sad to see Mohamed Morsi go. The business community felt he further botched a struggling economy.
The coup may actually be good for investment because there was a real tremendous amount of dissatisfaction with Morsi's leadership.
The thinking for many American investors is Egypt's economy can't get any worse and maybe it'll improve. Mohamed Darwaza with Medley Global Advisors thinks American firms will stay in Egypt. They can find lots of customers in its young population and substantial middle class.
There's still a huge U.S. corporations present in Egypt, and I expect them to remain there. And I don't think what has transpired in the past 48 hours or so will really impact that.
Those working to bring more American business to Egypt are trying to ease fears by pointing to what the country could be after political unrest settles. Hisham Fahami is CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt.
In the next week or so, there'll be a lot of hesitancy, but I think in the long run, and as before, Egypt has fantastic potential.
But still, plenty of potential risk. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.